Let us go to London. Rod Little is with us. Rod, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So Theresa May seems to be, she's still on holiday. She seems to be on that never-ending holiday. Who's in charge of Brexit?
She's walking, Mike. I don't know what you've got against her. She's walking around Switzerland. I don't see what's wrong with that. We'd all like to do that. She's away for 3 weeks. It's very funny. There have been two suggestions recently. One is that the EU is claiming £32 billion from Britain as part of our Brexit deal. And the idea is that they might sneak this through while nobody is in government. They're all on walking holidays and can actually stop them doing it. There's just sort of junior people who don't know really what they're doing. That's assuming that the people who are in charge know what they're doing. So, indeed, she is still away. And many people are away. And a senior diplomat has said Britain has not been present at the Brexit talks, partly because of divisions within the party, within the leading Conservative Party, and you guys seem to go the same way that we're going, by the way, Mike, but partly also because people are on holiday. The whole idea of this 32 billion quid, it was originally 80 billion, then it came down to 64 billion, is a bit cheeky, to be honest, because we've paid more than £200 billion in net to the EU over and above the requirements over the last 30, 40 years. So there's no great legal precedent for us to pay a penny, but I bet we do end up paying.
I think you probably will. It's a long and winding road, isn't it? This Diana documentary, what's the fallout? What's the general reaction to it, having gone out on TV last night?
Remarkably hostile. The documentary, which, don't forget that Diana was, for a period, adored by the British public. Her comments, which were recorded on tape, were played out on this Channel 4 documentary last night. And the general view has been that they were tawdry, that it was a pretentious program. It was done with great portentous gravity and so on, and also cheap and demeaned the royal family. And so that's something we might be a bit proud of, frankly, thank Lord, because there was a worry that the royal family was heading in this direction, towards this rather touchy-feely side of the royal family, epitomised by Diana all those years ago, where the thing was to hug people and then later to whine about iniquities upon oneself, rather than the Prince Philip approach, which is just to shut up completely.
Yeah, exactly.
Say nothing to anybody.
Exactly. All right, Rod, listen, appreciate your time very much. Rod Little in London. It's coming our way, so you can make your own mind up, of course.